Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey. Pick it up on Lamed Alam Mabez Barabam and Abez Barab Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah. Yesh Chayev al Maisa Shoru Pater al Maisa Atzmo. There's a situation where someone can be Chayev for the action of his ox, but he's going to be Pater if he was what he did that action. And there are those that Pater al Maisa Shoru Vachayev al Maisa Atzmo. The flip. If a Shor did it, he'd be Pater. But if he did it, then he'd be Chayev. Kate sat out so sharo shabish pater. For sure does busha is mavayish. Rashi says get the kaim and lun ish ba'amiso v'lo shor ba'amiso. We have the five things nezek tzar ripo shavus and boshes. So if the shor attacks someone and injures them in a way that embarrassed them, then they're gonna pater v'hu shabish chayev. But if a man does it, then he himself is going to be chayev for that. Shoro shesimes ein avdo v'hipel shino pater. We know that if a man goes and he knocks out, well, let's. With the back. Well, yeah, a master that knocks out his eved two, three, makes him deaf, then he goes free. But if the shor is mesame the ayin of the eved, or he knocks out, or he blinds him, or he makes knocks out his tooth, then he's going to be putter. The who kichoson, the who shesimi is ein avdo v'hipel sheino chayev. Shor shachal v'bava v'imo chayev. But let's say the shor wounds his father or mother. He's going to be chayev to pay, right? But v'hu shechal b'avim apater. If a man hits his father and mother and injures them, then he's going to be pater. Why is that? Because we know that he's chayev misa. And since a person's chayev misa, therefore he doesn't pay when he's chayev misa. Shor shehidlik is a gadish b'shabes chayev. If a shor lights up the gadish is chayev, which is ches chatzi nezek. Dimishunu, because it's an unusual situation over there. But it would be him, but who should like as I got this potter, Abishabis potter. He does gonna be potter and Pnei Shalom is chayim. And Asha, because he's chayim to die. Come lebe the rab mine, but bum. Okay, now says the Gemara, Tani Rabbo, come to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbo taught a braisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Call him a kalkalin peturin. Rashi says, L'inyan Shabbos. Anyone who does kilkul, so doing something which is destructive on Shabbos, is going to be putter. They don't get the smackdown. Chutz, mechovel, umavir. Except in the case where somebody does chovel, it causes a wound, or they are mavir, burn something. Rashi says, K'dem mefaresh taima b'mesach Shabbos b'perika oreg me'itzuch krol l'mishre milov. The fact that the pasuk needs to matir mila mechlad the shar chovel chayiv, at the rest it's going to be chayiv. Umid aser achmana, serifas bas koin b'shabes the mekalkel who the fact that it answers the burning of a bas koin on Shabbos that was kilkel mechlad the mekalkel be'avara chayiv. You're going to serve kli the mekalkel like someone burns a kli. That's talking about if she does. If she's over Gila Araya, so we melt down the lead in order to give her Sarefa. Chutzuchov of Mavir. Amar Lei, Rav Yochanan says back, Puk Tani Libra, get on Arroyz Fun Shtob, take this out of here. Chovel Mavir ain't no Mishnah. Not true, a person's going to be put there for Chovel Mavir, because there it's Kilkel. V'imtim is only Mishnah, if you want to say it's a Mishnah, I mean he's being taught over there that someone who does this is going to be Chayef. Chovel B'tzarech L'Kalbo, sung in the case where somebody does a wound, but he needs it in order for his dog. Mavir b'tzarech l'efro, or he burns something because he needs the ashes. The only time you're going to be chayav in Shabbos is if some sort of constructive act, but if it's destructive, then you are not going to be chayav. And chovel and mavir are no different. You're not going to be chayav unless it's for some sort of constructive act. And these things are the only time it's talking about that you're going to be chayav, which is when it's a constructive act. We got a kasha and Yochanan based off the Mishnah. Shor shehidlik is a gadish for Shabbos chayiv. If a shor goes and lights up the stack on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv to pay. V'hu shehidlik is a gadish for Shabbos pater. But if he himself doesn't Shabbos, he's going to be pater because he gets killed. V'ketani Yehu dumyo deshoro. And we see a comparison. The fact that these two things are being taught at the same time is coming to tell you that he is going to be similar to that of the ox. Just like the shor who sets this gaddish on fire doesn't need the atzt over there, yet it's going to be chayev. Beep, turn the page. Lamed hey, afu nami dlo kavur lei. We're talking about a case over there also. He doesn't need the ashes either. And yet we say v'katani potter mepneshu nida menafsho. He's potter because of the fact that he's going to be killed for breaking Shabbos. So what do you see? That someone who burns something on Shabbos and he's not getting any enough from it at all, he's still going to be chayev misa. As Yochanan would said, he's not going to be. Says Gemara, lo, nice try. Sharo dumi didei. Don't say that it's what does that mean? Sharo dumi didei. The Mishnah means that the case of Ishar is similar to the case of himself, like this. Mahud kabayle, just like in the case of where he'll be chayv if he stacks, if he lights his gadish on fire. Afshar kabayle, also be talking about a case where the ox is doing it, where he actually needs the ashes. Rashi explains lav dafka, meaning even in a case where the shor wouldn't need it, you'd still be chayv lepay. But it's coming to tell you that tarvayu b'chal the milsim mekminin. Both of them are talking about the same. In the same formula. So therefore, it has to be that, no, only if you actually need the ash, you're going to be killed. So let's go, how do you find a case in which it needs the ashes? Amar le Rav Avya. Rav Avya says, what are we talking about in this case? We're talking about a smart ox that had a bite on its back. Smart one. And it wants to burn and roll in the ashes in order to take away the pain that it's going through. How do we know what its kavanah is? Rashi says, how do we know that that's what we're talking about over here? After talking about a case where we know what it's talking about, because the case that contrasts it is talking about a person who burnt it on Shabbos is only if we know what he's talking about. So when we know that he wanted it, then he's going to be chayav misa for burning it, and therefore he's not going to have to pay. So we know he didn't. Until the boss said, the kaya come migandar bikutma. We see after it goes and burns it up, it starts rolling around in the ashes. Umiki kai gavna. Is there ever such a case that occurs? It says, we're in. Tahu tori dahavi beira papa. There was a case that's happened with the ox by her papa, the house of papa. Dahavi kaivin le chinche. It had a problem with it. So Rashi says, chinche is a sheen of its teeth. Its tooth was hurting. Ayil paske le nazyasa. Where it says dachav kisoy a kli shashecha b'shalcha, knocked off the barrel where the beer was, knocked off the cover of shashecha v'itzi, and I drank the beer and it got better. Am rabbanu kamei de rabba mi matzis hamet shari dumi didei. Can you really say that Mishnah is talking about the case of his ox is similar to the case of himself? But we started in the Mishnah by saying Sharu Shabiyish Pater, but who should be his chayev? If the Shar is Mavai, it's gonna be Pater, but a person has his chayev. Sharu Dumyadide. If you want to say Sharu Dumyadide, then Niskavin Lavayish, Hechemishkachasla. It'd have to be that the Shar had intent to go and embarrass. Just like a man's only chayev if he has intent to go and embarrass a person. So how do you have such a case? Hechemishkachasla, that an ox has intent to do it. So it's Gemara, Kigon, Siskavin Hazik. It's talking about a case where he has intent to injure the person, and that's similar to the case by himself. Says Rashi, Degabi Odom, Kiagav, the Machayev Aboshas. Damar Mar, the Gemara, the Skav and the Hazik, Alpha Bishon Skav and the Baish, if you're Kavanah to be Mazik, even if not too embarrassed, you're going to be Chayef for Boshas. Now, we had a question on Rav Yochanan that we just answered, and that is that we said, Rav Yochanan said that a person who's Chovel on Shabbos, or he is, does Mavir, he lights up a fire on Shabbos, without any Kavanah, then he's off the hook entirely, he doesn't have to pay. But we see from base of our Mishnah that it seems like the shor has to be just like him, just like the shor. It's not burning it with kavana to get anything out of it. So too, and he also is not getting anything out of it also. And yet we say putter because of fact of nidam benapsho, which means somebody burns on Shabbos for no purpose is going to be chayev to be killed. Whereas he said, no, you're not going to be chayev to be killed if you're doing it for no purpose. It's mekalkal. So how do we answer Rav Yochanan? Rav Amar Masnisen B'Shogig. Our Mishnah is talking about that even if a person sets a fire B'Shogig on Shabbos, he's going to be putter. וכדתנא דרבי חזקיה, we learn from Chizkia, the Tanya Chizkia, Maka Adam Umaka Behema. We learn a comparison between when it says someone who strikes a person and someone who kills a person, he is killed and he doesn't have to pay anything. And someone who kills an animal who does have to pay for finance for damaging it. And because the Pasuk says, Umaka Behema Yishal Menu, Umaka Adam Yumas. And we learn from this. You didn't make any distinction when you hit the animal, whether it's shogim or mezid, or not, whether it was on the way down the hit or it was on the way up the hit. He's going to be putter from paying any money. We're not going to pat them for to pay anything, but rather he's going to be chayiv to pay something. I mean, a person is chayiv to pay full on when he damages by himself, and I don't care if it's on purpose or by accident, intentionally, unintentionally, etc. Afmaka adam, so too in the case of someone who strikes an actual person, lo tachlug bein b'shog bein shogig mezik bein miskaven shem miskaven bein derech yirida lederech aliyah lechayiv mamon ela lepota mamon. Rather, it should say that he's going to be putter from paying money in all of these cases. Kum to Chayusen, what do we learn from this? That just like in the case of when you go and you kill someone, the one who's murders a person is going to be putter from paying money, even in a situation where he's not going to be killed. Similarly, in the case of Shabbos, when he's Mechal Shabbos, he's going to be putter from paying even when there's no killing, when he doesn't get killed. In Amish's case, so when someone goes and sets a fire to the Gaddish on Shabbos, he's going to be putter from paying even though he doesn't need the ashes right now, and he's not chayef to be killed. In fact, hold on 1 second. Earlier, Rabban of the Rav, mi matzis mukbas al b'shogeg. Can you see our Mishnah is talking about cases done b'shogeg? It says that the person is going to be putter from having to pay because he's going to be killed, which means clearly he did it on purpose. This means to say, kaven de b'mezid nidal b'nafsho. Since in the case of mezid, that if someone would go ahead and light up this gaddish, he's going to be punished, he's going to be killed. Vehechidami, the kaboy le'efro. In what case is that talking about? Where he would need the ashes. Hashta b'shogeg pater. So too, if he did it b'shogeg, he's also going to be pater from having to pay. So we answer Rabbi Yochanan from two different ways. All right, Zakta next to Hilgim Mishnah. Shor shahiru difachar shor achev. You have one ox running after another. Who's that? And damaged it. Ze'om ashorcha hizik. This one says, hey, your ox damaged mine. Mine didn't do anything. Yours fell on a rock. Rubbed up against a rock and got scratched up. So if I claim that your ox did it to me, but we didn't really see it, we just saw it running after and then turned a corner and we see it scratch, but it actually happened, I have to prove it. Hayu shnayim rotvim acher echad. Now we have three in total, two running after one. Each one belongs to somebody else. And then the one that's being chased gets injured. Ze'omer shorcha hizik. One of them says, oh, it's your shor that did it. Ze'omer shorcha hizik. No, it's the other one that did it. In other words, number one and number two say, number three got injured, not from mine, it's from the other one. Beep, turn the page. Lam beiz, ma beiz. Shnei and Paturim, both of them are going to be Potter. Says Rashi, the tarvayu matrile, they'll push it off onto the next guy. Emo yushneim shalish echad. If both of them belong to only one person, these two oxen, then shneim chayavin. Then to both of them, are going to be chayev. Rashi says right away, Mefarsh Gemara, what do we mean both of them? It seems like it's only one person that's owning both of them here. So what does that mean? But the point is, Shneim chayevim. Hayu echad gadol v'echad katan. Let's say one of the ox was big and one of them was small. Hanizak omer gadol hizik. The Nizak says the big one is mazik. The mazik omer is lo kielik. Cut on hizik. No, only it was a smaller one that did it. Rashi says, "Gadol hizik v'yesh begufo shava chatzin nezik," and he has in his guf the value of half of the nezik of the one that it damaged. And he says, "Cut on hizik v'damia katan udamia katan tikach." Take the value of the smaller one. Umoser chatzin nezik tops, and you lose out on the leftover of the chatzin nezik because you take it from the guf of the animal. And the guf of the animal, if it's the bigger one, so then saying the guf of the bigger one ends up being the value of the chatzin nezek of the one that got damaged. But if you take from the smaller one, you're going to end up losing out. So echad tam, Let's say one of them is a tam, one of them is a muad, and tam we know is going to be chatz nizik, and muad is going to be nizik shalim. So nizik omer muad nizik. It's the muad that there was nizik, and therefore he paid me nizik shalim. From mazik omer lo kiela tam nizik. It was the tam that was mazik, and therefore I only have to give you chatzi. How much of a chaber el baraya? The one who wants to give from his friend is on him to bring the raya. The burden proof is on him, and therefore the mazik only has to pay the smaller value of it, because at least that is guaranteed. What happens if the two, there's not one being chased, but it's two being chased? Let's say the ones that are being got damaged were two of them. One big and one small one. And the two are running after. So you have two people here. I own two animals. I can't remember which way I was on, so let's just pick now. I have two animals. One of them is big, one of them is small, and they're chasing after your two animals. One of them big is one of them small. And what happens in Mikim Shtayim, Echel Gerbech Katan. Hanizak Omer, you go and you claim, Gadol Hizik is a Gadol, big one is Mazik, the big one, and Katan is a Katan, and the small one is the small one. Vamazik Omer, Loki, no, the opposite. Ella Katan is a Gadol, the small one do the Gadol, and therefore you only get Chatzi Nezik for that, and it's not worth it. When Gadol is a Katan, and you get Chatzi Nezik for that, and then I'm going to end the beginning. Echetam is Mu'ad, let's say one of them is Tam, one is Mu'ad. Hanizak Omer, you say, Muad Hizik is a gadol, v'tam is a katan. The muad did the gadol, and therefore pay me, you know, the muad price, which is shalim, and the tam is a katan for chatzin is a gadol. For mazik and lo ki ella tam is a gadol, muad as ha katan. It was the tam did the gadol for chatzin is a gadol. The muad did the gadol, and therefore is going to be shalim on that one. Hamotzi mechaver al v'raya, and all these cases, those who want to try to take out from the person, you have to go ahead. It's on you, the burden of proof, to prove that actually that's the case. So I only have to pay the smaller amount until you prove differently. Must be the argue with Sumchus, the Dharma who says, Maman hamutta basafik cholken. If you have money that's in a place of doubt, then we are cholik. We split it. Rashi says, Al Sumchus, the Amr lakaman, mem vavamabes, but Bryce of a Gemara, that Beshor Shanag Zapara, Mamun hamutah b'safik cholken, we split it. Mustisa shemina the chalukin alav chaver but the katani hamutah b'chaver. The fact that this is a chaver alvaraya must be that they actually argue with him. They say you don't split it. Says the Gemara. Now Amalei Rabbi Abba bar Mamul Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Amar Sumchas afilu bari ubari. Did Sumchas say his din that we split it even in the case of his bari ubari? Each one of them is clear in saying what the case was. Even in a case where each one is claiming for sure, I know that there was the bigger one, I know it was a smaller one, each one's going the other way, even then he's going to say, you split it. Amalei, he says back to him, in. Amar Sumchas Afil Bari Bari. Even in the case of Bari Bari. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's not considered Bari, because the Bezin doesn't know who we go with, and therefore we look at it like it's a suffix. As I can look to Rashi, Rashi says, Shneim Toin in Tainas Bari. Afil Hechad Nitpa Toin Bari. Why is it said that? I'm just talking about a case where it's bari bari. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where they were saying maybe that's the case. But the Gemara to Katani, because they said, Zeh Omer Shorcha Hizik, Zeh Omer, low key, it's not true. But rather, it's opposite. Such a lashon is speaking out Bari. Rashi says, Masha, the Pshitali, the Besela Loka. Right? He's saying straight up that that's not the case. Okay, says the Gemara, Maskabra Papa, Midereisha Bari Bari. If you want to see the ratios Bari Bari, then Sefa Nami Bari Bari. The Sefa also has to be Sefa Bari, is Bari Bari. If that's really true, then let's look at the Seifa. Echad Gadol, Echad Katan. If you have one of them is big and one of them is small, Nizak Omer Gadol Hizik, and the Nizak says the big one did it. Mazak Omer Lo Ki Ela Katan Hizik, it was a smaller one. Echad Tam Echad Moed. Nizak Omer Moed Hizik, because it's a Shalim. Mazak Omer Lo Ki Ela Tam Hizik, it was Chatzin Hizik. Hamotzi Michaver Olav Haraya. Now what does that imply? Hallo Maisi Raya. That means that if he doesn't bring a Raya, then Shakil Kidda Amar Mazik. You have to take, the guy takes as much as the Mazik is saying. Rashi explains that what? Vigova Minhasam, The Africa the garment Nizak Bari Li Shazel Lo Zikani. He collects from the time, even though the Nizak said with certainty, says Bari, that this animal didn't do it. Nema Tavi Tiyufta de Rabba Barnason, should we say it's a Tiyufta and knocks off our person? The Amar Ta'anu Chitim Vahod de Lobisarim Potter. He's of the opinion that if someone comes and says, hey, you owe me Chitim, you owe me wheat. And the other guy says, no, I owe you barley. And in such a case, he says that the person is going to be putter even from paying any barley. Why? Says Rashi, putter af mi de mesorin, da armale tovea lab saorin yavilach, rachuli machel gabe. The guy who's claiming the bar wheat is basically like he's saying, I didn't give you barley, and therefore he is mochel any sort of din of yours. So to hear when the Nizak says, the Mishnah says with Bari that the Mu'ah did the damage, he's basically saying the Tam didn't do the damage, therefore he shouldn't be getting even the Tam. He should get nothing over there. Says the Gemara, Ella b'Bari v'Shema. We must be talking about a case which is not Bari u'Bari, but rather talking a case which is Bari v'Shema. Is that what you want to say? And that goes against Rav Chiya bar Abba. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. The Ka'amar Bari, Man the Ka'amar Shema Man. The one that's saying the Ka'amar Bari Man, the Ka'amar Shema Man. Who's the one saying Bari and who's the one that's saying Shema? He named the Ka'amar Nizak Bari, becoming Mazik Shema. If you want to say the one who got damaged is saying, certainly the one who's being Mazik is saying Shema. Rashi says, Rafil Hachi Shakil Min Ha Tam, he takes another Tam. Kol Shekin David Tiyuf to Rabbi Bernasan, it goes says Gemara Akati Leimatei to Avi Tiyuf to Rabbi Bernasan, it'll still be knocking him out. Ella the Kamer Nizak Shema Vikamer Mazik Bari. It must be talking about the case where the Nizak, the one that got damaged, said maybe, and the one who said Mazik the Kamer Mazik Bari, and the Mazik was saying Bari certainly. I mean the Sefer Nizak Shema Umazik Bari. If you want to say that if that's the case, that in the Sefer, the Nizak, the one damaged is saying maybe, the one who's Mazik is saying certainly, then Reisha Nami Nizak Shema Umazik Bari. Right? In the case where the guy's saying, maybe your ox damaged my ox, and the damager is saying, Vadai, the rock is what damaged it. For Amar Sumchas Afilu Baha. Afilu Baha. The Itztrich Lashmeinan Dilo. Is Simcha saying, even in this case, that the Mammon that's Mutal B'Safik, we split it up? So, the Yitzchak Hashmin and Delo, that was necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that some people are arguing Simcha, they say it's not true. It doesn't really make sense. So, there's no way to say all the cases of the Mishnah are speaking of a case in which one's saying Bari and one's saying Shema. Well, lo, we can work it out. Why? Seifa, we come out to say that Seifa Nizak Shema Umazik Bari. Reisha Nizak Bari Umazik Shema. We don't make the Reisha and the Seifa parallel. Says the Gemara, Ha Lo Dami Reisha Le Seifa. What you're going to say now, the Reisha is not comparable to the Seifa. Rav Papa says back, Amri Bari Veshema Shema Ubari Chad Milsehi. Even though we're flipping the order here, if Bari Shema Shema Bari is all considered one case. Bari Ubari Shema Ubari Trey Milianina. But when it comes to Bari Ubari and Shema Ubari, these are two separate things entirely. And since the Seifa is talking about a case of Shema Ubari, then you can't say that the first part is talking about Bari Ubari, because it's the only way you can say it is if it's Shema Ubari. Goofa, let's take it back a drop. I'm Rabbi Nassan. Tanu chitam hodelo b'sari and putter. If I say, hey, you owe me wheat, and then you say back to me, oh yeah, I owe you barley, you don't even have to pay me the barley. My kamash malon, what's coming to teach you? Tanina. We learned that in a Mishnah in Shavuos. Tanu chitam hodelo b'sari is going to be putter. So why didn't you say it? Imi hasam, because we learned from that Mishnah, habmin, I would think, putter mi deme chitam. That is that you're now going to be potter from the value of wheat. You're chayim the money of barley. Kamash malon, the potter legami, you're potter entirely. Not only from a shavua, but even from paying to the thing that you admitted. Tanan, in fact, the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Hayun Izakin Shnaim, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, etc. Hallo Maisi Raya, Shakil Kidika Amr Mazik. The inference is, the Mashmos is that if the Nizak doesn't bring a Raya, then he takes as much as a Mazik says, Amai, Chitim Asarninu. Isn't this case with Chitim Asarninu? They're saying different things. Says Gemara, Roi Lital. Ve'enlo. Well, the Mishnah means that he's roi, he's fitting to take if he brings a raya, but since he doesn't have any raya, the friends are taking nothing. I said, "Remember about Tanya, but we learned in a brisa that harezem mishtalim al hakatan min hagadol, but hagadol min hakatan." The Nizak ends up getting paid for the small one from the big one, and the big one from the small one. So we see that if there's no raya, then the Nizak does get the amount that he goes and he admits to. Gemara did tafas. That's talking about a case where the guy was tafas. He grabbed the stuff already, and we don't make him give it back. But if he didn't grab it yet, so then Nizak wouldn't get anything like Rabbi Bar Nosson says. Now, tonight we learned on the Mishnah. Same, we're going to see right now the same kash to Rabbi Nosson from the Mishnah's say from the safe of the Mishnah. Haya echetam bechen muad, hanizak omer muad hizik es agadol b'tam es akatan, hamazak omer lo ki, ela tam es agadol muad es akatan, they flip it. Hamotzi mechere ela v'raya, holo maisi raya, shakel b'ketomer mazik, if there's no raya, then he's going to go and take like the mazik said, v'amai, why, chitim sarin, it is a case of chitim sarin. Beep, turn the page, lam vav amud alaf, roi lito be'in lo, in the case, roi lito, that he's fitting to go and take it, but if he was arriving, not then not. I have a Tanya, I raise a Mishtaim, look at him in a mood, look at him in a time. Says Gemara, same we said before, the toughest already grabbed it. But if he hadn't grabbed it, then no. Rashi says, she cut the Nizak, but toughest is sure. He went out of the way when he grabbed it. But if he didn't grab it, then the damaged party, the Nizak, wouldn't get anything, just like Rabbi Bar Nosson says. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great, great day.